Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Cooper Boardman, on WEEI.
Oh, hey, everyone. Seriously, hey.
Welcome. Red Sox Review. What is there to review tonight? I am having trouble feeling anything at this point. 9-4 loss, extra innings. On WEEI, welcome. Cooper Boardman here with you. Joe Braverman back inside the flagship. Sox get swept by the Baltimore Orioles on so many levels, so many things where you feel like you are watching the same movie spinning on the same reel over and over and over again. And I feel bamboozled in many ways. I like to think that I'm positive. I like to think that, you know, we sit here and I think that there are a lot of differences between the 2024 Red Sox and the 2023 Red Sox. I think the starting pitching is much better, and I think it will be for 162. I think the bullpen is better, and I think it will be over 162. I hope the defense would be better, and I thought offensively there might be enough. And right here, right now, over the last 48 hours, it feels like many of those realizations, many of those feelings, like a wrecking ball has been taken through each of my kneecaps, and that is the feeling that there is here tonight, because the Red Sox once again find themselves, and we talked about this last night, where the Red Sox are going to be in plenty of games that are 1- and 2-run games in the 5th, in the 6th, in the 7th, in the 8th, in the 9th. This is the world that we live in, where the Red Sox are offensively not going to bust you out of anything. They're not going to overwhelm you with their bats. They're not going to. That's not the way this team is built. The way this team is built is 2-0 lead, 2-1 lead tonight in this case. It has to hold. There is so much pressure on this bullpen on a night-to-night basis, and it has to hold again and again. And look, over the first 11 games of this year, it held more than enough. A suspension bridge of holding. 11 runs over the first 11 games. But the last two nights have been just every piece of pain that you could imagine. 14 runs over the last two nights. Isaiah Campbell, who, again, like on paper, nasty stuff, should be good. It was good over the first five, you know, went four, had given up one run over his first five outings, something like that, had gone four in a row without giving one up before last night. Has just not had it the last two nights, obviously. Gives up five earned, six in total tonight. The home run to Gunnar Henderson. And, by the way, the defense. And this is the thing, because, look, you and I have been sitting here and we have been talking and we have been feeling and we have been, I have my hands stretched out, like pulling my forehead apart as we speak right now. Tonight on Red Sox Review, 617-779-7937, 617-779-7937, 37937 on the text line, too. We have been sitting here and having this conversation over and over again about the defense. I have sat here and said, look at the what they did in spring training. Look at how much more competitive they were. The drills, the conversations, the belief in this team, the vibes. Over and over again, we have had this conversation, right? About all these different things this team has done better defensively. Tried to do better defensively. Yoshida is not in the outfield much anymore, although tonight Reese McGuire getting thrown out didn't help matters. We'll talk about it. But, shoot, tonight and last night and the night before and the night before that and the day before that. And one of those was an off day and still feels like they made an error. Since Trevor Story went down, it's been this way. And tonight it is the defense that does it once again. And look, David Hamilton, I've sat here and I've watched him at AAA, and I will say this, watching him every day at AAA, he is a good defensive shortstop. I'm going to die on that hill. And I recognize that here tonight, this is not a place to die on that hill, but he has not had the answers at shortstop in his short time in the big leagues. But it's not just him. It's everybody else around this group. Outfield, infield. We saw it yesterday in terms of, Chris Martin spiking balls and that allowing, the things that are happening to this team that seem to happen to literally nobody else are happening here. And, you can look at numbers, and if you want to do that, we can. You can look at the 10 errors in the 6 games coming into tonight, 2 on Tuesday, 2 last night, and tonight. It's a mental error that cost the Red Sox the game, allowing the inning to extend for a Santander home run. One error tonight in total. But it just, I can sit here and say it has to be different. You can call in and say it has to be different. 617-7797-937. We can tweet about it all we want about it has to be different. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter until one day we wake up and it is different. And for the beginning of this season with Trevor Story at shortstop, it was. And now he's out. And now I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. Red Sox Review on WEEI, 617-7797-937. I got to get to a quick break here. We're going to hear from Alex Cora. I want to hear what the manager has to say about everything that was topsy-turvy tonight, the defense and everything in between. And then we will talk to you. I see the calls and I see the text as well, 37937, if you want to hop in on the text line as well. So we will get to you. We are with you for a while tonight, late night, rain, all the above as you leave Fenway Park, as you drive around here in New England or beyond. And we will talk about all of it tonight. All right, back in a moment. This is Red Sox Review live on WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bouncer to deep first, handled on a backhand by Mountcastle. He flips to Bauman covering. And that's it. The Red Sox get swept in this 3-game series by the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, baby. Oh, boy. Red Sox Review on WEEI tonight. You hear that? No, you don't. Quiet. In the background of the final call tonight, Sean McDonough, today's Nissan Red Sox postgame show. That comes from You Deserve a Car That Thrills You. Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience a thrill for yourself and shop your local Nissan store in NissanUSA.com today. Cooper Boardman with you. Joe Braverman back inside the flagship. 617-7797-937. 37937 on the text line. Red Sox lose 9-4. Extra innings. Tonight against Baltimore Orioles. It's hard to lose a game by 5 runs in extra innings. They found a way to do so tonight. on a night where Isaiah Campbell just didn't have it out of the bullpen. Defense just lets the whole of Fenway, 20,000 plus in here tonight, down. And the Red Sox lose to the Orioles. They were swept by the Orioles as well. And we'll get to your calls in just a second. And then we're going to hear from Alex Cora as well, 617-779-7937. Again, this is a game that gets lost early. And this is a team that is trying to win close games late because of their bullpen. And you should have faith in their bullpen. And I know the last two nights are not something that instills much confidence in the bullpen over the long term. But I do think that over the first couple of weeks of this season, they have shown that they will consistently get guys out. And for so much of the night, they did, until they didn't. And it was just one too much because the defense put more stress on this team than needed to be. And that is the part of this. Reese McGuire getting tossed is part of this, of course. That just, like, it makes your heart hurt. It makes your head, like, bang into the wall of its own accord or not, because that is the thing that should be different and should be different over the last 3 years of this team that for some unearthly reason has not been different. All right, let's get to the calls. Let's talk, right? 617-779-7937. All right, we're going to the car. We got Matt in the car. Matt, you are on the air. Welcome tonight to Red Sox Review.
Yeah, hi. I was at the game tonight. Really disappointing. I feel like it's deja vu from last year. They do well when they're not at the park, and then they come home, and they just can't seem to put it together. I got to hand it to Colton Kozer. He just seems to be really hot. I don't understand when the guy's that hot hitting 455 why you're pitching to him. But, yeah, it's just really kind of depressing.
Yeah, and Mike, thanks for your call. I bless you for sitting in that tonight and watching that tonight. You know what I mean. And the feeling and the sentiment of this moment and this night, it feels so familiar. And again, like, I'm someone, and we've been talking over the last few weeks about this, and certainly we did last night, that thinks that there are parts of this team that are better than last year's team on the pitching side of things. Not that the last two nights have shown that, obviously. But what you're talking about in terms of Kouser, I mean, I don't think they had a choice. They had to pitch to Colton Kouser in that moment. I mean, you're in a rock hard play situation because at that point, so Kouser comes to the plate, and just to, like, repaint you the picture for those who maybe were not at the game and did not know, two outs, 10th inning, already down three runs, Kouser in the box, and Campbell was about to throw upwards of 20 pitches at that point. He had thrown 26 pitches when he gave up the home run to Kouser. But you can't walk him there because you're about to walk the bases loaded, and Campbell couldn't throw a strike in this inning. You know, Campbell in this inning throws 26, 27 pitches and only 15 strikes. I mean, he was nearly 50-50 on his strike-to-ball ratio. He had already walked one guy. He had already bounced in a wild pitch in the inning when Kouser came to the plate. So if you put up four fingers and intentionally walk Colton Kouser there, you're loading the bases and for Jordan Westberg. And I don't think that there's enough confidence in Campbell in that moment for a guy that's usually a strike thrower to throw enough strikes and then have it turn into a big inning. And I know the retort to that is, well, it did turn into a big inning, Cooper, because Colton Kouser hit a three-run home run. But that, I think that that in that moment with two guys on is something that you have to live with. And, well, live with it we are. And we all know what that feels like to live with that, right? Matt, really appreciate the call. And good on you for coming out tonight. And I'm sorry that you had to feel and see everything that you did tonight. Safe travels to you, and a night where, you know, the other part of this conversation too is, you know, I was surprised to see the bullpen door swing open and Isaiah Campbell coming through it. You know, people, and I've been getting Twitter messages left and right, and gosh, I am sick of them, no offense to you, about, you know, this team, like, the starter's not going deep enough into ball games over five innings. And tonight, you know, Whitlock fights through to give you five. But the bullpen was set up tonight. Joely Rodriguez did his job. Defense let him down. Justin Slayton gave you two outstanding scoreless innings. You know, you got to your closer in the ninth in a tie game. Winkowski was probably not available tonight. but Greg Weissert could still come out of that bullpen. He's not pitched since Saturday. And he was the guy that I thought after Campbell got lit up yesterday that we would see in this game tonight. And I'm not really sure what that's about. Maybe they need Weissert for two innings over the course of the next few days with what they've got set up. But Bernardino will be back. Martin will be back. Slayton should be fine to pitch tomorrow as well. And I don't really know what the deal is with Winkowski at this point, but obviously he was not available. He threw 65 pitches on Tuesday, and they're going to need multiple innings out of him over the course of the next few days, whether that's a starting role or not. But I just thought that Weissert would be in there after Campbell struggled. And instead they go back to a guy who's not pitching a lot of major league games, who's got dirty stuff. He's a really good pitcher. And I think over 162, you will see that the stats will bear that out. It's just unfortunate that maybe what could be his two worst nights of the year have come on back-to-back nights in crippling ways, and that's a reality. But it was interesting, and I think you're going to see more of Weissert in that death of a slider that he's got. You know, I mean, this guy is given, you know, he's another one of the, right? Like a 1.69 ERA over his first six outings of the season. But Alex Cora went with Campbell, and more often than not, in the early goings of this season, that's been a good thing. In the last 2 days, it's not been. And that's the story of the night. But it's not even the story of the night, because it shouldn't have gotten there. It should not have gotten there, as we talked to you tonight on Red Sox Review, 617-779-7937, 37937 on the text line. It shouldn't have gotten there because, again, it's defensive mishaps. It's you know, ground balls where they didn't get the lead runner. It's missing the second base bag. It's last night, balls fumbled about in the outfield. It's five errors over your last three games, and I think 11 over the last six. And, you know, you feel like you're playing, you know, pin the tail on the donkey, right? Like one night it's one thing, one night it's the other. And you just, it's maddening, obviously. All right, we got to get to Alex Cora real quick. We're going to hear from the manager of the Boston Red Sox. Then we're going to get right back to you. I see the call, 617-779-7937, 37937 on the text line now. But the manager of the Boston Red Sox is speaking, and we will listen. Alex Cora right now after a 9-4 loss to the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, we don't turn that to a play, and then, you know, you have to pick bigger poison with in that pocket, right? We don't like them from the right side, but we executed a pitch. It was down and in. It was a ball, but he stayed with it and hit it down the line, you know. But it was a good game, to be honest with you. You know, we used everybody that was available. You know, we had to push Campbell there. Bernie, we were thinking about him too, but it's like the later the better, because he went two innings. And then we had Chase, so we were running out of players. We did run out of players, but, you know, it is what it is, you know. It was a tough one. I like the way we fought, you know. We were there till the end, you know, but obviously tough series, and now we got to turn the page.
Just the other error, too, that didn't
hurt. Yeah, I mean, we always talk about that, right? Like, you can't give big league teams more than 27 outs, and we've been doing that lately. And when that happens, you know, you turn the lineup over. When you look up, they got six at bats, you know, and when those big guys have six opportunities in a game, they're going to cash in, and they did. Yeah, you know what? That's something we talked a few days ago, because he's a good athlete, and he's done it before. The reason we did it today, because he took grounders earlier. And at that point, I'm like, well, we have to maximize this matchup. And we know he can do it. You know, he's a good athlete. I was very impressed with the pop-up, you know, like he didn't panic, you know. And we have to be creative, you know. Just happens there, you know, like Reese gets thrown out and we got to go to places that we don't want to go. But, you know, it is what it is. But good swing by him. He's been swinging the bat well for us in spring training. So, yeah.
Any update on Romeo?
He's feeling better. No fracture. Rafi, day to day. I'll know more probably later on today when I talk to Brandon. But as of now, this is where we're at.
You guys are pretty excited about Campbell and camp and obviously the stuff.
Two bad nights.
Yeah, what
two bad nights. Fastball up in the zone. He goes the other way. fell behind Kausler, and I mean, that kid, he was amazing the whole series. The ground ball by Mullins up the middle, so just two rough nights, you know, and just reset them. We have to reset them and then go from there. He felt a cramp in his right calf, and he was fine after that, he said.
Obviously, last year, you know, you dealt with a kind of unsettled situation at shortstop that had dominoes. How tricky is it just to have to adapt?
I mean, we considered Hammy a good defender, you know. We've been talking about him for a while, you know, and we're going to move pieces, you know. We're going to move it around and maximize, you know, the lineup and the platoon. So, you know, we just got to keep him, keep getting him repetitions there. You know, he's a good defender. He is. And we'll keep running him out there.
I realize that unearned runs are the be-all and all, but you guys right now have given up more unearned runs than any team in baseball. Is that a concern? Is that a concern of execution? Is it range? Like, what do you see?
I mean, we're not converting outs, you know, and that's something we've been talking about the whole time, you know. We got to turn the page with Trevor. You know, he's not going to be here. You know, that's the bottom line. And we have to step up. You know, whoever is playing, they're capable. They showed it in camp, right? We play some clean baseball, and now obviously, you know, the lights and the third deck come into play, and every game matters, every inning matters. You know, and we just have to slow the game down and make plays. You know, it's not going to be lack of trying, lack of effort. You know, we're going to keep doing the things that we preach in spring training. You see it with the things that we do in pregame, all that, you know, infield, outfield, throwing to the bases, using the machines, you know, everything that we adjusted, you know, to get to the point that we were feeling really good about our defense, we're going to keep doing. We're not going to stop. So just a matter of keep helping them to slow down the game, and, you know, this will turn around.
Alex Cora tonight. After a 9-4 loss against Baltimore Orioles tonight in extra innings at Fenway Park, you're listening live tonight to Red Sox Review, 617-779-7937, 37937 on the text line. And we'll get to your calls in just a sec. But I, you know what's so funny is, you know, I'm sitting here, we're like, all right, you know, you're watching the game, and we're watching all of this unfold, and you know, you're kind of going through, okay, like, look at the defensive miscues, couple of them here, couple of them there, leads to the home run by Santander. You know, it's an unlucky home run because it's, you know, 332 feet, but we play here at Fenway Park, so those kinds of things happen. And you're like thinking about, like, all right, like, how do you feel? How do you feel? How do I feel? How do we kind of like walk through this together? And the only thing that I feel is just this exasperation. I don't have the answers about how a team gets better defensively. And you hope and you think that an organization has answers too. And then I, you know, you listen to Alex Cora and the same anguish that I have in my voice right now, us talking together at 11:20 on a Thursday night on 93.7 is the same sound and the same anguish that he has in his voice as the manager of the Boston Red Sox. And there are just not a lot of easy answers. And I don't know if that terrifies you more. I don't know if it frustrates you more, if it's somewhere in the middle, if it's, you know, the feeling of apathy. I don't know. I don't know what part of this spectrum or which way the emotion pulls, but I do know that frustration is real, and it's real for him, and it's real for what we're talking about here. It's real for you as a fan. It's real for the players themselves. And this team spent the time, like, we were around it in spring training. This team spent competitive time together to make each other better defensively. The drills, the enjoyment of getting better defensively in a way that they felt like was new, and for so many of us who have been around the team over the last few years, was new in the way that they attacked it. And for a week, it was that way. And for really 2 weeks, it was that way. And then Trevor Story goes down, and the lights go out. And the lights go out. And where you go from here, you know, Alex Cora said, we need to turn the page with Trevor. Yeah, they do. But how you do that is
You know, beyond what you think of the lineup, beyond what you want to say about payroll, beyond what you think of how good the rotation of the bullpen actually is, it's the biggest question, because nothing is going to happen if this team doesn't get better defensively, because that is the movie, more than any other, that has been lived over the course of the last couple of years. All right, quick break, and then we're going to talk to you. 617-779-7937. I see your calls. I see New Orleans and all over Massachusetts and everything. We get to you on the other side, 617-779-7937, 37937 on the text line. Too. Back in a moment. It's Red Sox Review, and it's live on WEEI. Yes, yes, it is. It is Red Sox Review on WEEI. Yes, we are talking to you. Yes, we are reliving all of this for some reason. 9-4 loss, extra innings tonight against Baltimore Orioles. Red Sox are swept by the Orioles in a game that was in extra innings, and then they lost by 5. And it is the most frustrating night of the year to this point. It is April 11th. I will call it as it is, 11:28 p.m. Here, live from Fenway Park, Cooper Boardman with you, Joe Braverman back inside the flagship, doing awesome work as always. It is the worst feeling of the year to this point, and there wasn't a lot of it over the first 2 weeks, and maybe that makes this one hit so hard because you feel like you were looking away and hoping, and I am not usually doom and gloom, and if you know that, you know this over the course of the last year plus. But there is there are systemic issues, right? Like, there are things tonight that have been issues that continue to be issues and continue to make us all feel the way that we feel. All right, 617-779-7937. I've been promising for far too long to talk to you. 617-779-7937. Let's get to it. We will start in beautiful New Orleans. Glenn, you are back on the air. Welcome once again to Red Sox Review.
Well, hello again, Cooper. I'm not mad because this is what I've been expecting to see since the beginning of the season, and it took a few series, but we're there. My point is, and last night I spoke about the starters not going deep, but it sounds like once again we ran into a bullpen shortage issue tonight, and we're only four series in. And that's what happens when you have to get four guys to cover four innings on an almost nightly basis. Yes, we've gotten a couple of six-inning starts, but those 5 innings, you're asking four guys to come in and be perfect. And right now, it doesn't look like we've got four guys that we can count on to come in and pitch perfectly on a regular basis. So they targeted Campbell, so they've got to live with that. But I'm not disappointed. I found another team to pull for.
Who are you going with, Glenn?
During these bad times. Well, I keep watching, but I know nothing has changed over the winter, so I didn't expect much. So yeah, it just so happens that the Orioles are the team that I'm following.
Oh, gosh. You've gone the full turn here. Glenn,
yeah.
No, and I completely understand why, and thank you for your call, because as someone who is as much of a fan of baseball as you sound like you are, they are everything. They epitomize everything that is so wonderful about this sport, about youth, about making other teams pay for their mistakes, and they've done that over 3 days here. But I was laughing because you said I'm not mad, and you were like about to go into the fatherly, like, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed, and that's very good, because it should be, because that is like the worst thing ever too among a fan base. Like, we've transitioned from anger into as someone put earlier, apathy, right? Like, in from anger to like, yeah, this is what we thought it would be, and now we're here. And like, think about that. That is it's just hard to wrap your mind around. I just want to say one thing, 617-779-7937, about as you watch the Red Sox, Glenn, and to everyone else over the course of this year. Your starters are going to be 5 and 6 inning guys, and I understand that you know, somewhere in a baseball fan's mind of certainly of people who have watched it for a long time, like, that makes people angry. And I totally get why, and I completely understand. But that's like the reality of it. The average major league start, just listen to me for a second. The average major league start in the year 2023, the starting pitcher, good teams, bad teams, the starting pitcher on average in 2023 went 5 1/3 innings. 5 1/3 innings. That is the average. That is teams on the Rangers and the Astros and the Braves end of the spectrum. That is teams on the Rockies, Athletics, etc. end of the spectrum. And the Red Sox are on one, you know, the end that they have been on in many of these starting pitchers conversations. The average length of a start in 2023 is 5 1/3 innings. Garrett Whitlock last year, third time through the order, a 409 batting average against. Hitters hit 409 the third time that Garrett Whitlock saw hitters. They slugged 818 off of Garrett the third time through the order last year. He is good for 5 innings. Anything beyond that is just desserts. And that, people want to act like that's an assault on the game of baseball. It's not. It's okay. 5 good innings tonight from Garrett, and he sets up the bullpen, and the Red Sox are set up this way. And just, and again, I know that this is infuriating for people, but as you sit here and watch the Red Sox in 2024, more often than not, the bullpen is going to need to cover 3 to 4 innings. This team is on paper built to cover 3 to 4 innings. And if you look at it tonight, they did. And then it got to the 10th inning, and then it was taxed, and so on and so on. This is an organization in the midst of a pitching renaissance. It is changing the way that they do business on the pitching side of things. And, more often than not, early in the season, it was positive, and over the last few nights, it's been negative. Let's see what happens in a month. Let's talk about where the bullpen ERA is in a month, and I think it's going to be better than you think it will be. You know, and again, we'll see. Glenn, thanks for the call. All right, let's keep on rolling. Matt, you are in Waltham. Matt, you are on the air. Welcome to Red Sox Review.
Hey, I'd ask how you doing tonight, but I think we're all pretty miserable right about now.
Yeah, clear answer on that one. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. So, listen, you know, for the past few years, it seemed like this team could be a contender. And in a lot of cases, they were in the past couple of years. But it always seems to come down to one facet of the game, whether it's their starting pitching or their bullpen or their defense in this case. It always seems to come down in these past few years to one area of the team that blows it all up and that causes the whole team to just fall and crash and burn. And, you know, I know you've been saying all night, it's like we're watching the same movie again. And it really is. It's like same movie, but, you know, different actors. You know, it's the same story. It just happens a different way.
Yeah, no doubt. Matt, thanks for the call. Yes. The answer to what you said is yes. I will just take this and spin it a little bit positive. And like, this is, I'm not intending to like be, to make a big consolation here. I'm not intending to make you feel a lot better because I don't feel a lot better. But I would rather have what they have this year. Last year, they were a pretty good offensive club. You look at the numbers, the runs that they scored, the doubles that they hit, some of the power numbers, what they did with runners in scoring position. You look at last year's club, they're a pretty good offensive club. They were not a good pitching club. Not that you need me to tell you that, right? Starting pitching really struggled. The bullpen, you know, the bullpen ERA was a 4.32. 4.32 out of the bullpen. They didn't win any one-run games all year long. It felt like they were 7 below .500 in one-run games. That was the reality of last year. This year, I think the offense is down a little bit. The pitching is up. And again, I know tonight is like not a night to say the pitching is better because obviously we lived through the 10th inning tonight. But largely speaking, they have the best starting rotation in ERA below 2.5 in Major League Baseball. And they continue to pitch well. And the majority of guys in the bullpen continue to pitch very well. And this team, the way that they can pitch, can win more games than last year based on that alone. It was really hard to win last year. But the question is, of course, is, as you said, it's like playing whack-a-mole, right? Like one night it's this hit. One night it's this hit. Then something pops up to your left, above, down, below, right, left. And what it adds up to is just this infuriation that I can hear in your voice, Matt. It's been in mine all night. It's been in, you know, Red Sox fans' minds for years now, where, you know, tonight you hit enough early in this game. You get some insurance as well. Tonight your starting pitcher is really good. The majority of your bullpen is really good. Oh, and the defense lets you down. And that is, you know, and that's the mark of a team that is trying to be good, but is not there yet. And we'll find out together. All right, Wally, you are on the air. Wally on in Fall River. Welcome to Red Sox Review. Good to talk to you.
What's up, Coop? They teased us with this 7-3 road trip. They never had a good road trip like that on the West Coast in a while. But it is what it is with this team. I mean, the Orioles, so you can see the difference between the Orioles and the Red Sox. They're a more of a hungry team. We're too left-handed oriented. You'll see he's already trying to pull everything. You got musical chairs already. I'm not even thinking about Story. He's a thing of the past until next year. You lose Pivetta. Are we really going to get 40 home runs with Tyler O'Neill? He really is our own power hitter. Devers is, I don't know, he's going to have to wake up. He's making a lot of money. But, you know, Craig Breslow says he's going to solve this eternally. Like I said, it's very young in the season yet, but they're still going to be in last place. That's going to be the bottom line. All the other teams in that division are just too good. So we're going to have to see what happens, but this team doesn't excite me. You know, they're going to be playing a lot of good teams. They've played lousy teams, but I think Baltimore's a little bit of a wake-up call for what's coming this summer.
Yeah, and Wally, great to talk to you. Great to be back with you once again, Wally from Fall River tonight on Red Sox Review. It's an accurate assessment of the situation. You mentioned Yoshida. I think he's going to hit better. Like, I know he's trying to pull everything, but once he starts pulling balls in the air, it's going to be good. If you kind of like go into some of the deep numbers, he's hitting balls really hard. He just is hitting them on the ground, so the results haven't been there. That'll come. Pivetta's injury is brutal, but the rotation has pitched around it to this point. We'll see. Maybe Cooper Criswell gets a shot. Would love to see that over the weekend because he's been outstanding at AAA. I maintain that this team is better than last year's team, but like, what does that even mean, right? Like, it's not like the world's highest bar to sit on, but I think that is where we need to live if we're taking a long-term view right now on April 11th. But I also do think that the next 3 days are going to be very telling in terms of really disappointing last night, really disappointing tonight. Really disappointing is like an understatement. Just so brutal tonight. And, you know, if that's what the case is going to be, over the next few nights, yeah, I think that Wally, like, the roller coaster is going in the wrong direction right now. But you turn it around, this team pitches. Like, this team, on average, you know, should pitch. And pitched for so much of the beginning of this season. And has pitched for the majority of tonight. And you get one extra inning, and a guy blows up, and that's going to happen sometimes. A guy in the circle of trust. Last night, you got another good start. And so if you can keep stringing that together, there's more hope than this feeling is. But tonight, there's not a lot of that. You feel like you're kind of scraping the well. And I understand it completely. All right. Thank you all tonight. That's it on Red Sox Review. Red Sox drop one in extra innings. We're back with you 6:10 on the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show tomorrow on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Network. I am with you once again postgame. We'll have Red Sox Review, and maybe we'll have something a little sunnier to talk about. We'll find out together. That is it for us tonight. Huge, huge thanks to Joe Braverman once again back inside the flagship tonight. For Doug Lane here, I'm Cooper Boardman saying so long from Fenway Park. This has been Red Sox Review on WEEI. Found a friend.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.